You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Deep State with the beautiful track Adore You from the album Dreams. We're going to be chatting with Jess about this project very soon. That is Deep State with Adore You. Morena Jess, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm good, how are you?
Good, it's so nice to chat with you. Congratulations on your beautiful album Dreams. How are you feeling having this out there?
Thank you so much. I am so stoked to have it out. It's great.
It feels like not a departure, but like a real solidifying of ideas you've been playing around with under the sort of Deep State umbrella for quite a while. It's got a really like slick quality to it. Do you feel like you've honed in on a pocket almost a wee bit with making this record?
Yeah, that's spot on, I reckon. I really wanted to do that with this album, kind of put everything that I love about electronic music together into like a collection of songs, and I also made a real effort to, I guess, get the production value to be kind of like the highest that I've done so far. So it's so lovely to hear you say that. Yeah,
I feel like, you know, I've seen you play so many shows over the last, you know, year, particularly since we've kind of come out of the gnarliest, stickiest bits of COVID, and I can kind of feel like this is maybe influenced by hearing your songs in new club spaces and at different times of the night as well. Do you feel like playing live does have some impact on what it is you're then making in the studio?
Yeah, it absolutely does. It's kind of it's an interesting thing because I do like DJ sets and then I'll do live sets as well, and those can be quite different. So I sort of have this like pull between, you know, like I'll be on compilations like Foot Mahi and they're like fast dance tracks, and then I also make a lot of like what's on the album, maybe they're a bit slower and more atmospheric, and that's a totally different vibe on the dance floor. But yeah, I guess I like to experiment and sort of see what I can do. But yeah, I think playing live, both DJing and like doing a live set, definitely influences how I make tracks.
What does doing a live set actually look like for you, Jess? How do you sort of set that up, and what is it that you're kind of creating in that space?
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess, a bit of a new thing as of this year for me, because I sort of hadn't quite sussed that out for myself previously. So I now, what I do is I'll have like a couple of samplers, and I'm also going to start doing some singing as well, which should be interesting.
Exciting. But,
So what I do is I break down all my tracks into like the individual samples. So like each sound will be on a pad, and then I kind of recreate them live, which can be quite difficult, but it's fun.
That's super awesome. It must be a really interesting challenge to kind of work backwards almost with your music and find ways to represent it that like feel good to do in a live space but also feel true to what you've been making.
Yeah, absolutely. They always end up a little different from the recorded version.
I one thing I really like about this is it feels like such a crystallized idea that you've been thinking about for a while. I wondered what like headspace you were in while you were making this. Were there things you were thinking about or trying to present through the songs, or was it more of a subconscious thing that you were pulling out there?
I think a bit of both. This album probably took about 18 months to make, and it was very much like a process, like an on and off process of I would go really hard on, you know, trying to finish these tracks and get them to where I wanted to be, and then kind of like burning myself out and being like, oh, I hate all these songs and I'm not working on them for a while, and then I come back to them like a couple months later and be like, what am I on about? These are great.
Yeah.
So it was very much that. And I also, because I wanted to get the production to like a level that I was really happy with, I would spend a long, long time on mixing every track. So I probably spent more time mixing the songs than I did actually making them. And that was also sort of part of the reason why it was hard, because you spend so long like in a track that you can lose sight, you know.
Totally.
How it sounds, yeah.
I feel like you've managed to not get lost too deep in there, though, because they have such an incredibly thought-through quality to them, but that doesn't kind of reduce the lovely atmospheric magic of these tracks, Jess. I think this is such a strong record. I highly recommend anyone who hasn't had a listen from top to tail really give themselves some space to appreciate the album in that way, but also come along to your gig, because your shows are so wonderful. You really create this like otherworldly quality to your live sets. Are you going to be trying to do like a live set, or will it be a DJ thing when you're celebrating this album next week, Jess?
Yeah, no, I'll be doing a live set. I'll be doing, I guess, what I've been trying out this year, as well as trying to do some singing. So come along and check that out.
Very, very exciting stuff. I wanted to ask you a wee bit about the video that you made with Francis Carter, which we have talked about before, but that feels like a really beautiful like visual world that you've been exploring as well. Obviously, you and Francis are like old friends. You play in Wellness together, very different type of music, but you obviously have some really like shared understandings of what it is you're working towards. Is it important for you just to be working with mates, or is that just like the people around you, so it makes sense?
No, absolutely. I mean, I feel very lucky that Frances is a good friend, and she's such a talented photographer and videographer, and I got the chance to work with her on this video, and I think being close with her and comfortable with her made it a lot easier to go through concepts and ideas for the video, and, you know, be like, no, I don't like that idea, or yeah, let's do this. And she also made the process really easy. Like when we were filming the video, she makes sure everyone is okay and comfortable, and we just had fun with it. So and we share a lot of kind of similar interests musically and visually. So yeah, it was sort of luck and just a talented friend that I have that I got to work with.
It's such a lovely thing to see those like friendships make such beautiful art out of it as well. I don't know, from like a kind of outsider perspective, it's a really nice thing to see as well, and just super exciting to see this album realized, Jess. I'm very pleased for you and looking forward to the show, which is next Friday, the 15th of September at Whammy Backroom. You're going to be performing live and singing. That's exciting. I'm very much looking forward to that. We're going to listen to This Time's For Real. Where's the best place for people to get your record from, Jess? Where would you like them to go?
I guess Bandcamp. If you would like to purchase it, please go to Bandcamp. But you can also stream it on, it's on Bandcamp, it's on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, all the usuals.
Fab. And tickets are from Under the Radar for the gig. Thank you so much, Jess. Have a great rest of your morning and we'll see you in the club next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.